However, the Secretary of Planning and Agriculture, Deputy Manager Spearfield, Dolphant, Sandra Udit, date of birth 2/24/1959, date of procedure February 20, 2024, position Secretary of Planning and Agriculture, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Cesar Quillan. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroenteromastography with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is nausea, dyspepsia, diarrhea, dysphagia. Description, procedure, and form consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, relative to the patient period. Patient is brought to the last receipt, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring. Anesthesia care period is usual electrical exam, storm period, or will lubricate the lymphocytic video colonoscopes introduced into the rectum. Sorry, delete this template. Please go to back to description and procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as missing lesions such as malignancy or obstruction of patient period. Patient is brought to an aspirin suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring, anesthesia care period, well lubricated, lymphocytic gastroscopes, introduced into the esophagus. In advance, under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period, rush flux is obtained, cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal, scope period, the patient saw the procedure well, then complications findings. There was an unremarkable proximal metastasis. Common biopsies were obtained for evaluation of EoE or lichen planus or other pathologies. There was no evidence of any narrowing or stricturing, and the esophagus was widely obtained. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus as well, period. The Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bipoc. Next line, there was a small hiatal hernia. Approximately 1 to 2 centimeters in size and sliding type. Next line. Upon entry into the stomach, there was evidence of liquid and bilious material that was lavaged and suctioned prior to continuation. Next line, there were 2 diminutive gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and 2 allowed H. pylori. Next line, there was mild duodenal bulb erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained in D2 for evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, patient does note that she had prior cervical spine fusion, would recommend modified barium swallow if above biopsies are unremarkable in the esophagus, given her dysphagia symptoms. Make sure that says modified barium swallow. Next line, continue PPI, recommend daily use 30 minutes before breakfast. This patient is currently taking a PRN. Next line, would recommend anti-reflux precautions. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled.